From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that at least three New York Republicans who received political contributions from new Long Island Representative George Santos are returning the cash, but Mark Molinaro is not one of them. Santos is under several investigations for a mountain of lies about his personal life, family, and campaign financial accounts. Santos loaned his campaign more than $700,000 when he reported only $50,000 in assets in 2020 and then donated $12,000 to at least a dozen Republican candidates. So far, at least three Republicans, Representative Anthony D'Esposito, Nassau County Comptroller Elaine Phillips, and Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Torini, have returned the donations, but Molinaro, who received $1,000, has not. Molinaro just began representing the 19th Congressional District, which includes Greene and Columbia counties. Molinaro released a statement saying only, and I quote, "I came to Congress to be upstate New York's voice in Congress. Revelations from my colleague are disappointing and distract from the important work ahead of us. He must deal directly with his constituents openly and unflaggingly honest. I learned a long time ago, as a kid mayor, to be honest and transparent. They deserve no less," end quote. On January 9th, the Campaign Legal Center filed a complaint about Santos with the Federal Election Commission, accusing Santos of illegally using campaign funds to pay personal expenses and of concealing the source of more than $700,000 that a New York Republican loaned his campaign. Many New York Republicans have called for Santos to resign, but Molinaro has not. Read more about this story in the Times Union. In Representative Mark Molinaro's first week in Congress, he has broken several campaign promises, and while running as a moderate, he has voted as a conservative. On March 15, 2022, Molinaro, a Republican, wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "Day one, I introduce a bill to implement broader protections and services for those with disabilities," end quote. Molinaro has yet to introduce such a bill. During his campaign against Democrat Josh Riley, the former Dutchess County executive said he believes abortion should be, and I quote, "rare, safe, and legal," end quote. But Molinaro has voted on the so-called pro-life side twice in his first week in office. On January 11th, Molinaro voted for the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, voting with Republican Elise Stefanik and against local Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan. Molinaro and Stefanik also voted for a resolution, and I quote, "expressing the sense of Congress condemning the recent attacks on pro-life facilities, groups, and churches," end quote, while Tonko and Ryan voted against. None of those bills are expected to pass the Democrat-controlled Senate or to be signed by President Joe Biden into law. Molinaro did co-sponsor H.R. 22, which would stop the sale and export of crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to China. WRIC reports that New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand announced her re-election campaign in an email to supporters on January 12th. The email said, and I quote, "I wanted you to hear it first. Kirsten is running for re-election to the United States Senate in 2024, end quote. Gillibrand is 56 and has been New York's junior senator since 2009, when Hillary Clinton vacated the seat to become Secretary of State. Gillibrand is best known for championing bills against sexual harassment and military sexual assault, and led the charge asking Senator Al Franken to resign after sexual harassment allegations surfaced against him. Before she was senator, Gillibrand was the representative for the 19th Congressional District, including Greene and Columbia counties. Read more about this story at WRIC. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. and a pleasant tomorrow.